producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
All about the fight against breast cancer.
Let's get the party started. Pink!
Pink handguns, pink toilet paper,
pink fracking.
Robert Scott Bell.
Ebola in America.
A deadly and contagious virus.
Ebola may spread throughout the USA.
If you've been paying attention to the news lately, you might have heard we're all going to die.
Game over, man. It's game over.
Robert Scott Bell.
I can't find any real legitimate doctor that thinks smoking marijuana is good for anybody. Sure, it may relieve pain temporarily, but a fifth of Jack Daniels might do the same thing, and nobody's calling that medicine, right?
Right.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
We may lose and we may win, but we will never be here again. So open up, I'm climbing in. So take it easy.
We lost another rock icon of the 20th century, Glenn Frey. The word is he passed away today due to, I'll get into the due to in a moment, but my goodness, this man with the Eagles and his solo career, you know, touched the musical lives of so many of us. Glenn Frey, gone from this place. Welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show. This is where we start. It's not where we were going to start, but again, with the Glenn Frey at only 67, Super Don. He was only 67 years old.
I don't even know. You know, it's almost surreal in a bad way as mm-hmm. we look over the last, what has it been? Maybe less than two weeks now.
Certainly less than two weeks.
We had Lemmy from Motorhead. We had Alan Rickman die. We had David Bowie die. We have Dan Haggerty from Grizzly Adams die. Now we got Glenn Frey. We just heard about this like an hour ago.
And it isn't acknowledged. There are so many people that live and die and born and die. Right? We know that. But obviously, people who have touched so many lives, we're going to acknowledge here. And as I want to do on the Robert Scott Bell Show, try to tie it into perhaps teachable moments, which doesn't allow us a lot of time to mourn. I recognize that. But I want to look at this because Lemmy was what? He was 74, right? I think that was right, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, Lemmy was 74.
And so was one other guy, Haggerty, the Grizzly Adams guy, was also, I think, in his early 70s.
Yeah, and then you had Alan Rickman, who was 69. You had David Bowie, who was 69.
And now Glenn Frey at 67. Yeah. And you know what this brings to light? And listen, I'm not under any illusion. I know that Glenn Frey lived a bit of a party lifestyle, at least part of his years with the Eagles in the 70s, 80s. There's a lot of drugs flowing.
Did he live his life in the fast lane?
Oh, yeah, you got that right. Mm-hmm. And, of course, we talked David Bowie and that group, and Lemmy even. I mean, I'm not saying that they didn't live a hard life, but I'm looking at these folks, particularly those like Glenn Frey, David Bowie, and Alan Rickman, born after World War II. And I think there's an interesting pattern emerging. And some of you guys and gals might say you're out of your mind, you're leaping to conclusions or whatever. Listen, I'm not presenting to you a double-blind placebo-controlled study here. But to fit in with my worldview, I'm looking at what they grew up on post-World War II. What happened to the food supply after World War II? We had all of these chemical munitions, nitrogen, to make bombs. So suddenly we didn't need to make as many bombs. And what happened is that somebody argued, hey, if we spray this nitrogen in pellet form onto the crops, look, the crops grow twice as fast and twice as big. And suddenly, game on. Petrochemical agriculture became de rigueur. Again, I do horrible at French accents. But that was the change that happened post-World War II. Now, let me just put perspective on this, because In the 20th century, it's been claimed that we are living so much longer because of the wonders of modern medicine, for instance. And I've argued the reason we're living longer, by and large, is due to a reduction in infant mortality in the 20th century due to advances in sanitation, right? That is, sewage systems, cleaner water, access to cleaner water, you know, hygiene, cleaner water, and, yeah, nutrition, too, access to food. I'm not saying all the food was great throughout the entire 20th century, but by and large, the law of the terrain makes up for a hell of a lot of goofs and goofballs poisoning the food supply, so to speak. But I predict now, and I don't like this prediction, and Super Don, you can tell me I'm bat you know what crazy, but I'm just going to say it. We're going to see a decline in so-called longevity. Or as they say, I don't know what the years are for women, what the years are for men, but we're going to see it starting to come down. And we've heard that this generation being born today, or the first generation, they say, well, they won't be as wealthy as. They're not going to be as well. I'm just going to tell you, they're not going to live as long. And it's a large part due to the pollution on planet Earth, of course, that man has created. But the specific pollution injected into children via vaccination, the specific pollution entered into children via the food that is chemically grown and now genetically engineered. And in the case of Alan Rickman and David Bowie and now Glenn Frey, they ate probably a lot better than I did growing up. The food was still a quality. But I'm just saying that that post-World War II, we're going to see a genuine decline in the life expectancy is what I'm trying to say here. I don't know how clear I'm being or not clear, but again, these are the thoughts coming out of my mouth through some kind of brain cell after the passing of Glenn Frey today. And I'm going to get into how he died, according to the news reports, in just a sec. But, Super Don, am I way off base in even speculating on this?
No, I don't think so. It's hard to wrap your head around the whole thing. Yeah, I had a conversation when Alan Rickman died. Mm-hmm. With my son, who is a big fan of his. And, you know, I can remember being a kid and my parents, watching the news, and every once in a while they'd be, oh, so-and-so died. Oh, Elvis died. This guy died and stuff. And I think, you know, it also, and not to take away from what you said, mm-hmm. I also think that a part of that is just, dude, we're getting older. You know, and these people that we grew up idolizing, listening to on the radio, watching on TV or in the movies, you know, they were already older than us when we were idolizing them. So, sure. I think there's a bit of a generational thing going on there. But I also mm-hmm. will agree with you that this generation that we see passing away, this was a pretty rough era. You know, I mean, there was a lot of partying and rock and roll and sex and drugs and, you know, living life, you know, in, like I said, in the fast lane.
In the fast lane, yes.
Believe it or not, that stuff does catch up to you, you know?
It does, yeah.
It's something you sacrifice.
And that may be that larger reason for that generation, or those generations, maybe, the toll on the liver, for instance. Now, in the case of Bowie and in the case of Rickman, it was cancer or treatments for it. In Glenn Frey's case, TMZ is reporting, and some other news organizations confirming, that he died of a combination of complications from rheumatoid arthritis. Okay, so he's dealing with autoimmunity. Acute ulcerative colitis. All right, this is inflammation of the gut, something that we talk about all of the time here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. What does this mean? Just those two alone. It means that he's on heavily toxic and immunosuppressive drug therapies. And let's not kid yourself. Glenn Frey was not wanting for money. This guy made a lot with the Eagles and his solo career. He could afford the best of the best in terms of medical care. He could blink at Obamacare. It wouldn't matter. And so he went to modern medicine. He was on immunosuppressive drugs for those treatments. And guess what? He was also suffering from pneumonia. Pneumonia, which arises when your immune system is suppressed. And of course,
now, one other detail limited. Here, mm-hmm. and this is from another source that I'm getting this from. He was suffering from all three of those things while recovering from intestinal surgery.
Yeah, on top of that, they used surgical intervention to try and deal with the colitis that was not healing, because they didn't know anything about the things we're talking about, or very little. And you know, it's one of those things where you go, gosh, you know, you can help somebody, but you can't help everybody. Everybody's got their own path. But again, I'm super grateful for Ty Bollinger and the whole family and the crew that put together the truth about cancer, because the word's getting out. How many Glenn Fries are we going to have to do? How many Rickmans? How many David Bowies are we going to have to hear about before they get smart and get wise and get connected to information that they weren't aware of? And in Glenn Fry's case, of course, to go on immunosuppressive drugs, antibiotics, prednisone likely, other prescription medications for RA, and then result in, of course, immunosuppressant infections, right? Infections like pneumonia. When your liver, your kidneys are just clogged and congested, the lungs are going to take a hit, and then you've got all kinds of things growing in the lungs. And he didn't know about nebulizing silver hydrosol. He likely didn't know about coffee enemas. He likely didn't know about selenium. Didn't know about how to heal the gut genuinely, like we've talked about silver aloe protocol, probiotic therapy, other things like this. Now, that's not me being angry with Glenn Fry. It's just, again, I look at these teachable moments. And I look at folks that are post-World War II relying on modern medicine to treat that which they helped to contribute to through their drugs. However right you think it is to take an antibiotic, how many times could you have done something else besides an antibiotic and spared your intestines the inflammation that never went away and further degraded into chronic, not just acute, but chronic colitis, and name it whatever you will, and then your surgical intervention ensues, which is devastating. That means more antibiotics and more immunosuppressive drugs, more prednisone. You follow me here? And so that's what we're dealing with. Now, with the age 67 or 68, 69, we're talking, 1947, 48, 49? Again, post-World War II, the beginning of the baby boomers, was it not? That's what they talked about after World War II. These are the things we've talked about, baby boomers not wanting to age, not wanting to grow old. Well, it's one thing to age and grow old. It's another thing to have inflammatory diseases and to meet them with toxicological or toxic drugs in a chronic way as opposed to an acute initial way. Because in their early years, post-World War II, these drugs that were wonderful or considered wonderful would be given short bursts to get you out of crisis and then you'd move on. Now drugs have become commonplace and every day take it for anything, including kids who get vaccinated and have high fevers, and then they're given Tylenol, and then they mysteriously die of something called sudden infant death syndrome. And then we see the rise, once again, of infant mortality, completely reversing the gains of the 20th century due to our over-reliance, over-indulgence in the so-called advancements of modern pharmaceutical pseudoscience. Glenn Fry, God bless you. Rest in peace. Another casualty on the pharma death clock, in my opinion. Let me know what you think. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. How is it that being social may be good for your gut ecology? We'll get to that. And does smoking weed make you smarter or dumber? We're going to find out.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Sounds of Glenn Frey as he passes from this place and kind of honor the music of the late 20th century with the Eagles and Glenn Frey. Wow.
Solo career right there.
It was, wasn't it? And he did music for, what was it, the Beverly Hills Cop?
Yeah, Beverly Hills Cop, The Heat Is On.
Yeah, and Miami Vice.
Miami Vice.
You Belong to the City,
right? We were just
right?
listening to.
Right, okay. Well, like I said,
yeah, he had quite a few solo hits. Smuggler's Blues was another one,
right? Did you ever see the Eagles? There was a documentary on the whole Eagles. It was like a long, like part one, part two. I mean, it's huge. I mean, you talk about the things that group went through, the trials and tribulations, and
no, you know what? Each one of those guys, I mean, they were a star in their own right. And that's what made that group so great. They were like a super group, really.
Yeah.
It was like, you know, they were together, and then they broke off back in, it was like 1980 when they broke up. And they all kind of went their different directions, but they all had solo careers. Joe Walsh was one of my favorites, really.
Incredible.
I love that guy. But then, I'll tell you, when they got back together, and they did the reunion tour, I wasn't able to see it live, but I did see it on television. It blew you away.
Incredible.
How talented these guys were. They were just absolute superstars. Even just years later when they got together, it was like they hadn't missed a beat. So I'm a really big Eagles fan.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you analyzed their let's just say this. They hung out together at the time. Their microbiomes would likely have been similar. That's what we're learning.
Yeah, being on that tour bus, that kind of happens.
Exactly. Yeah. You could tell that the microbes flying around the tour bus were the same, and if you analyze their stools, let's just say it, it would have been similar. Why do I bring that up? Because there's a scientific report that says being social may be good, in fact, for your gut. Your friend circle may share more than just secrets. Social life diversifies the composition of microbes living in the gut, according to a new study of, not the eagles, but of chimpanzees. And so if it's the same for humans, your tummy health may get a little help from your friends. How's that? I'll get a little help from your friends. A little beetle stuff now. The germ swapping between animals isn't new. Humans and their dogs share skin microbes. Did you know that, Super Don?
I did not till now.
Yeah. Baboon tribes can be identified by their gut microbiomes.
Ooh.
You talk about women and females cycling together. Males and females, all humans, when you hang out enough, your microbiome is going to have some similar attributes. And they say it's a good thing. A diversified microbiome is a healthier microbiome. So if you want to go live in a cave somewhere, right, you know who you are. Stop it. Your microbiome will suffer. You want a healthy, diverse microbiome. Now, we're not into the fecal transplants here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Even if I may be in favor of coffee enemas and Super Don is not, so that we can still coexist. But the reality is you want a diversified microbiome. And if I tie this into the death of Glenn Frey, only that he was likely on so many antibiotics over the years, because we see this pattern with colitis. He had surgery remove part of his intestines. He had rheumatoid arthritis, which is an autoimmune disease. You have destroyed, you've utterly destroyed the microbiome. You have no defenses left. And rather than rebuild the system, rather than reduce inflammation without intoxicating the liver and the kidneys or the rest of the body, they fought, what would we call it, fire, I guess with even more fire. And, of course, you can only stomach or take, no pun intended on by saying only stomach so much fire. But in truth, you cannot fight fire with fire in this way. You need to cool the inflammation. You need to provide for the tools for healing the gut so that you can replenish the microbiome. It's not enough to put the good guys back in if you've decimated the rainforest and turned it into the desert. Sorry to hear of Glenn Frey's passing, but we will utilize it as a teaching opportunity every time, every moment this happens, every time it happens. And it's not the last one, unfortunately. I'm not being a negative nanny to say that, or ninny, or whatever you want to call me, just to say there'll be more. There's a lot we have to overcome, and a lot in that generation that needs to abandon the medical profession before it does them in, like what happened with Glenn Frey. All right, we got lots more healing to go, including a weed update. Smoking weed does not make you what, after all? We'll find out after the break. Stick with us.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertarol.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water. That's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, if you have any questions or comments about anything, call us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, robertscottbell.com. Notes are being worked on right now by our millennial super assistant producer, I shall call him, op-ed, and including the links to some of these stories we haven't even covered yet with you, but one right now. Leads us to what? You know it. It's one of our favorite updates related to cannabis.
Prostitute on the left-hand side. Prostitute on the left-hand side. It's a
is that a joint, man? Hey, it looks like a quarter pounder, man.
Wow, why are you laughing?
I'm sorry. Every once in a while, just hear Cheech.
Yeah, the Cheech. Is that a quarter pounder, man?
Quarter pounder.
I think I had one of those. this is an amazing thing. How many times have we, over the past few years, had to, let's say, destroy another myth about cannabis? You know, the evil devil's weed, the plant that everybody should hate because it's so dangerous, right? You know, the lies that we're told. And, you know, I've acknowledged that I was duped. Ty Bollinger has said, most of us have been on some level, or maybe all levels. Some of you maybe never were duped. I was duped about the plant. Now, the latest scientific finding is found that smoking weed does not make you stupid, after all. Because isn't that, you know, it makes you the Jeff Spicoli stoner being dumb, right? We kind of address that and assess that because the big thing with FBI, they can't hire hackers because they're all smoking weed. You can't be stupid and be a hacker. No freaking way does that work. That doesn't equate. Yeah. Some of the smartest people you know can hack, and you're like, dude, they can understand code. They're reading the Matrix. How can they do that? They're smoking weed.
My theory on this is whether you're talking about marijuana or alcohol or, you know, any other, name your drug or you know, substance.
Mm-hmm.
I think it has more of a tendency to enhance stupid rather than create stupid.
Right. Well, I think alcohol can make you do stupid things.
You know what I'm saying, though? I think, you know, you probably already had that in there somewhere, and it just, you know, kind of
let it out.
But,
well, that's the theory of the id, right? Letting the inner id out. With cannabis, again, you tend to get mellow, for the most part, and creative. And in this case, you don't get stupid. That's what all the anti-drug PSAs were saying. Oh, you're going to be dumb. You're going to have your IQ going to drop.
What we're speaking about directly is IQ, because that's what they would say. Oh, well, we did a study and it showed your IQ.
Right.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah,
it
well, doesn't. There's a 2012 Duke University study they point to say that it was heavy. But, you know, they're talking about people who are extreme stoners. Like I said, you can be an extreme anything. It's not probably going to take you down to the dark side on some level. But we're talking about moderate use here. And they're saying they followed up in the same journal that the original study failed to account for a number of confounding factors that could also affect cognitive development, including cigarette and alcohol use, right? Mental illness and socioeconomic status. And they examined the life trajectories of over 2,000 British teenagers between the ages of 8 and 16. And they found also a group of American identical twins paired, one who used marijuana, one who did not, a number of them. And despite all of these different methods and things, the studies all reach the same conclusion. They found no evidence that adolescent cannabis use leads to a decline in intelligence. I know some of you parents are ticked off at me right now. Look, we have open discussions about this stuff in our home, and we have kids. We don't smoke it. We don't use it. We use the CBD. We've been open about that. That's the cannabidiol that's available in all 50 states, and you don't have to have a special license or permission, and you can go to cannavest.com right now and get some, have it shipped to you directly. By the way, RSV15, if you want 15% off your order, or go to your favorite natural products retailer, particularly a mom and pop, an independent retailer. The more we learn about this plant, the more amazing it becomes, and the less we can hold any legitimate claim that it has a detrimental impact on health. Is that going to get me in trouble? I don't think so. Our audience is sophisticated enough to recognize that plants that God created are not to be, you know, considered the devil's weed. And this is vastly different from synthesizing coca leaves into heroin, for instance. You know, that's a whole different ballgame you're talking about. We're talking about a plant that you can eat raw, and it will not make you high, by the way, if you do that. So anyway, that's big, big news. We got anything else you want to add to that, Super Don? Because we got a call I want to go to in just a moment here.
No, I can just tell that you haven't done drugs because you can't make coca leaves into heroin.
See, you know, that's how much into the drug place I was.
Cocaine.
Yeah, okay,
that's,
no.
That's cocaine.
Just seeing if you're paying attention. Coca, cocaine.
You got me.
All right, so no, where does heroin come from? What do they turn into heroin?
Poppies.
Poppies. Opium poppies, thank you.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, see, that's where my head's at.
I know that.
Maybe I should smoke weed after all. I'd be smarter. I don't know.
Yeah.
Jeez. All right. Right. Relive the Spicoli days I never had. All right. Well, let's go to the phones here, and this relates to someone who's super smart. I don't know whether she smokes or not. She doesn't have to say a thing about it, but she's terrific. We love her dearly. She's a tremendous activist, and, oh, I just lost her. Oh, good Lord. You know, that's me again. I'm sure she'll call back. Sally L. Cordy, want to get her back on. I'll go to the second phase of here as I was trying to go
like,
to her.
I got
to
tell you, that guy, you think you made heroin out of coca leaves.
I know, right? It's crazy. Well, there's another story here about the FDA sustaining painkiller epidemics and pot prohibition. And this article is interesting because it acknowledges that the federal bureaucratic oligarchy, the FDA in particular, the DEA as well, they're more concerned about protecting the turf of big pharma than they are in opening up ways to eliminate or alleviate a lot of the painkiller abuse, the opiate abuse. This is a good article over at High Times. And I think Mike Adams may have actually written this one for them, which is very cool. And it really goes into the fact that, yes, the FDA in prohibiting pot over opiates like OxyContin and oxycodone, etc., are actually contributing to the addiction and death of perhaps millions of Americans. Millions of Americans. And read the story. It'll be linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. With that, I think we're going to go. Patrick, do we have Sally on the line? We can bring her Potter up. My apologies. We lost her there for a sec. Because there's an update in New York City related to the push for Gardasil and Cervarix vaccines. We covered the breaking news yesterday with Jeffrey Jackson on our Sunday edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show about a Dr. Lee who wrote an open letter to the World Health Organization and other organizations, including the CDC, saying they're corrupt. They're literally covering up, falsifying the science associated with the the findings that claim that Gardasil and Cervarix are necessary or even helpful at all to protect kids, particularly women, of course, girls from cervical cancer later in life. Do we have, let me see if I can get her to air. Sally, are you there, Sally?
Thank you, Robert. I got cut off, but I'm back.
Yes, I'm so glad you're back.
Yes, me too. I would like to start by saying that we're going to be meeting on the steps of City Hall in New York City at 1 p.m. this Wednesday, January 20th. Families who are affected by the Gardasil vaccine, mothers, and if the children can make it themselves, they will, but the mothers will certainly speak on their behalf. And we have two mothers coming. One has one Gardasil injured child, and the other has two Gardasil injured children. The injuries from this vaccine are extraordinary. The level of suffering these girls are enduring, I couldn't fathom. As one of the mothers said to me, if my child had cancer, everybody would have sympathy. But my child has a vaccine injury, and everybody's running away because that's not acceptable somehow. So I'm just saying, please come in support of these brave women who are watching their children agonize before their eyes, be it paralysis, be it seizures, be it extreme headaches, perpetual vomiting, no matter what, you know, eye sensitivity, ear sensitivity, ear loss and eye loss. It's just crazy what these girls, it's like a bomb exploded from within them. Mm-hmm. And the fact that New York City has declared January Cervical Cancer Awareness Month to promote this vaccine, we are taking a stand against that. We are taking a stand against the two bills that are threatening our children. One is for STD vaccines, including Gardasil, without parental consent. And I always say if they don't need your consent, they also don't need your knowledge. And if anything happens to your child, they are not obliged to inform you that the child was given a vaccine. Also, to add it to the regular school schedule. Well, I've seen previous bills where they have added it, and it's every 5 years. So is that an additional 3 shots or is it an additional 6 shots? The revelation that has come out through Dr. Lee and a Freedom of Information Act in New Zealand has basically said, confirmed what everybody already knows, which is that these vaccines are extremely harmful, but they were extremely deceitful. It is all documented, And this is absolutely explosive and nothing that is new to the parents who are watching their children explode from within.
Sally, let me ask you, just to be clear, in New York City, the council's meeting. You got Wednesday at 1 o'clock, New York City, the steps of the city council.
It's on the steps of City Hall.
City Hall.
We went there on January 20th last year to stop them from passing these resolutions, one in support of Gardasil, of STDs without parental consent in the state.
Yeah.
They actually passed a resolution to support that, and we have fought it for 6 years successfully, but they're supporting it, and to make January Cervical Cancer Awareness Month.
Well, with the revelations coming from Dr. Lee, we covered yesterday. I'm in touch with Dr. Lee. We're going to get him on. You're bringing forth this information to the city council, are you not?
Oh, of course, naturally, yeah. And to the state.
And to the state as well.
They're the ones currently with the bill. I would like the city council to overturn their resolutions. Yes, indeed, I would.
I would too. And join Sally on the steps of City Hall in New York City, Wednesday, 1 o'clock. And, Sally, God bless you. Thank you for all you're doing to protect the kids from the city council of New York City.
And support the families, too.
Support those families, too. Thank you, Sally. Appreciate you so much. And we'll continue to get updates from her or anybody out there who wants to give an update. 866-939-BELL. We got Dr. Bitar coming up. It is Advanced Medicine Today. A moment of what coming up? What floor should you live on if you want to live following a cardiac event? We're going to talk about that after this.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert, we'll be right back.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st-century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works. And works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
More Glenn Frey happening as he passes from this earthly plane. Another one of the musical greats of the 20th century, moving on into this one and moving on out. And the heat was definitely on as he died from recovering from intestinal surgery. We talk about chronic inflammation, acute to chronic inflammation of the gut. And I count his as a death by modern medicine, unfortunate death by modern medicine. Let it be a warning sign for all of y'all born post-World War II. These are serious times in that we're most likely to be biting the dust a little early due to unnecessary medical interventions or interventions made necessary by unnecessary previous medical interventions. And it's high time, no pun intended, that we learn other ways. By the way, cannabis shown to help reduce inflammation and heal the gut as well. Now, sometimes science has to help us out here because we're not clear about certain things. And we like science, although not pseudoscience, not science that basically is worshipful of sci-fientism, so to speak. But when we can't really figure out things that are obviously, patently obvious, we have a name for them. We call it our update. So it's another update, by the way, basically. I'm just slowly going into this as I'm ready now. Because it's time for today's
Moment of Duh.
What are you people? On dope?
Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8.
You're crazy!
No.
What is your major malfunction?
Yes, today's Moment of Duh could be brought to you by Architects for 9/11, but it's related to high rises. What do you think? Having a cardiac event on the 35th floor, the third floor, or the first floor? Which one is going to be most likely to result in a negative outcome? For the 100th floor, if you're in the New York City area. A new scientific study says the views from the floors way up high might look good, but might get you closer to the heavens in more ways than one because it takes a hell of a lot longer
to go up 100 flights of stairs or even an elevator to save you.
See, and it's like when you read that, you automatically give them the benefit of the doubt that there's something like
something
really
complicated
there. You're thinking like, well, maybe like the altitude.
Air is thinner, right?
Oxygen.
Mm-hmm.
No, it turns out that if the ambulance guys have to go up more flights of stairs, it takes longer for them to get to you and you will die.
More likely to die. Like, you know, who didn't know that? I mean, was there some... I mean,
well,
I just...
Listen, Robert, we covered a story very similar to this. If you remember a while back where they were talking about people that live farther away from hospitals had a tendency to, you know, have a higher mortality rate than people that got to the hospital sooner.
Do the cardiovascular events particularly.
Yes, yes.
Because they do. They know what to do to get you back to life in those cases. That's where allopathic medicine can do some good work. We know that. We don't deny that. But the idea here is live closer to the ground. And those of you who love grounding and earthing, you'll understand that concept too. Living on the ground floor versus living way up high, there are some advantages there. We don't have time to go into that right now, but maybe if you'd like to talk about it, you can call me. Or Dr. Batar next hour, 866-939-BELL. Show notes are up, robertscottbell.com. Say thanks to all our wonderful sponsors. Oh, remember the DACA detox. People ask me, I talked to somebody today on the off the air about detoxing. And they're like, well, I just don't think I have time to really do complicated things, right? They wouldn't do a coffee enema otherwise. I said, all right, how about tea? Do you drink tea? Oh, yeah, I love to drink tea. All right, how about going on the DACA detox website? Go to docadetox.com and get a daily cleansing tea. Oh, I can do that. Yeah, make up a batch of tea, have it, take it to work, wherever you go, and drink it.
Now,
people
can you
do a
tea enema?
Some people do. I want you to drink the DACA detox daily cleansing tea. I don't want you to... Yeah, I don't want you to put it up the other end.
All right, sorry.
Yeah,
I was just wondering.
Designed.
I was just wondering.
Unlike coffee, this is the way it's designed to be used.
Oh, I see. Okay.
You're not going to fight me on that one?
No.
All right.
Dude, you've worn me out on this one.
We've worn him down. Yeah, you know, Super Don, my son is going to be there to back you up and say, nah, don't wear
I
down, Super Don.
I did not say my defenses were down.
Oh, okay. You're still clenching. Is that what you're telling me? Pucker up.
Yep.
Oops. Not going to do it. Anyway, well, we got to take a break here. We're up against the top of the hour break, so I appreciate y'all being here. We got advanced medicine coming up. Stick with us, robertscottbell.com. Lots more healing to go. This is the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty. Why? Because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Awesome health can no longer be attained from food alone. Since the advent of chemical agriculture in 1945, U.S. soils have become progressively more demineralized and infertile. Human health has correspondingly declined. To reverse this trend and to even have a chance at feeling great requires sophisticated supplementation to make up for what is not in our foods. When our bodies are mineral deficient, they require more protein. We suggest you begin with One World Whey. One World Whey is a new and improved protein power food. Our technological enhancement yields us a whey protein that produces phenomenal results. All case histories indicate that your body functions in a more youthful manner. One World Whey not only supports detoxification, building of lean muscle, and immunity, it strongly supports your energy and sense of well-being. One World Whey tastes delicious and comes in single servings. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.